And welcome once again to the Lucky Mojo Hoosier Rubric Hour, brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forest Hill, California, and online at LuckyMojo.com. I'm your announcer, Papa Newt of PapaNewt.com in Omaha, Nebraska, and in just a moment, we'll be joined by our co-host, Catherine Ironwood of LuckyMojo.com in Forest Hill, California, and Conjure Man Ali of TheConjureMan.com in Mission Viejo, California. This week, we'll be joined by a special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Rent Workers, Toe Meadows of ToeMeadows.com in Auburn, Alabama, bringing us today's topic on removing unwanted company. Afterwards, they'll take your calls and offer advice to address, ameliorate, and remediate your questions and problems about love, money, career, and spiritual protection using traditional African-American folk magic practices of hoodoo, conjure, or root work, as divine and prescribed by the greatest spiritual hoodooists of our time. You can learn a lot just by listening, but if you're selected from among those who signed up at the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com and called into the show, then you'll be on the air and receive a free consultation. We'll be going to the phones in just a moment, but first, let's catch up with our co-hosts, Miss Cat and Conjure Man Ali. Miss Cat?
Hi. Thank you, Papa Newt, for that nice introduction. I have been spending a bunch of mental time in your state, Papa Newt.
You've seen the videos.
Yeah. I've been working very hard on book projects. We're going to put out 4 new books this year, and every year we put out either 4 or 5. This year it's 4. Brand new books in our 96-page book series, $9 books on basic principles of conjure, hoodoo, folk magic of different cultures, whatever, and folklore. And this year we have 4 books coming out at the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, and I'll talk about them a little bit later. But why Nebraska? So when I'm typesetting, I like to have a rhythm going, and I have found in my life that either fast mandolin or fast fiddle playing allows me to typeset faster. So I started looking for some long YouTube videos, not the short ones that flip over and then you get the next thing you know it's somebody else doing another type of music, because in its infinite wisdom, YouTube's idea of what you wanted got confused, you know. So I was looking for videos that are mainly audios that are, you know, half an hour or longer. And I lucked into the Missouri State Old Time Fiddlers Association archive of fiddle tapes made in the 1960s by a woman named Fiddling Dee DeReich, and she collected tapes of old-time country fiddlers. And she lived in Nebraska, and she made these audio tapes of all these Nebraska fiddlers, and I've been posting them. I knew you'd notice that, Papa Newt. But I've been not only have I been living in Nebraska, I've been living in Nebraska in 1966, because that's when she was recording these tapes. She'd send people a little Scotch reel-to-reel, box tape, and she'd say, tape your stuff on here and send it back to me. And she'd trade tapes with people. Wonderful pioneer lady, long gone, of the archiving of folk music. And I like all types of folk everything, folk music, folk magic, folk cooking, you name it, folk clothing. I don't like the big corporate things that they shove down our throats. So I've been living in Nebraska. So thank you, Papa Newt, for being in Nebraska, because every one of these I've listened to, I've thought of you.
No.
You've been on my mind the whole time. Well, anyway, now, what's been going on here? Well, as I just said, I've been working on the books. And the last of the books, this amazing book, which is about folk medicine, and it is, I have subtitled it Hoodoo Urban Root Medicine, because it's more or less a companion to my book, Hoodoo Urban Root Magic. But it's based on a book written by an anonymous person at what was called the Sunray Products Company of Ogama, Wisconsin. Could not find out anything more about them. Hope maybe that somebody later will give me some information. I can update the text in the book. But for now, we don't know who that was. We know the book came out in 1947, approximately. And it's just, there you go. It's just a really great little book on folk medicine, how to use herbs for medicine. And I have keyed it to Hoodoo Urban Root Magic so that every time you look at an herb, like whatever it might be, Queen of the Meadow, you can then go look at whatever in Hoodoo Urban Magic and find out if it's in there. Or you could look up, for instance, Jalap, which is a laxative. Turns out Jalap is John the Conqueror. So the magical name and the medical names all are made to correspond, and the pages correspond, and the illustrations correspond, and there are more illustrations. And Nagashiva is working on this book with me. We have been working on it as a team. I've been doing the writing and adding all the stuff, but he's done all of the art, and he's also done a lot of the text work of bringing in the material from Hoodoo Urban Root Magic. So I want to thank him. This is the first book that we've collaborated so closely on, him and me. After all these years of marriage, we finally got something that we've worked on together this tightly. And everything is going very well. So that's going off to the printer today. Now, all of this is in preparation for the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, which is May 13th and 14th. And the four books, Cursing and Crossing by Miss Saida, Women's Work by Aura LaForest, Vulvamancy by Jeremy Weiss, and this amazing book, Hoodoo Urban Medicine by Sunray Products Company and yours truly, will be available for free to anybody who comes to the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. You can buy your tickets at HoodooHeritageFestival.com, and you will not be disappointed. This is not one of these big, let's get drunk and walk down a Bourbon Street at 2 o'clock in the morning and say how lifestyle we are. This is come to this place and learn hands-on workshops with real workers. People who really know how to do the work will show you and pass on their knowledge. And the books are part of that knowledge. And we will be talking probably a little bit more about that at the end of the show. But go to HoodooHeritageFestival.com. Tickets are not cheap, but you get for your tickets, you get four free meals, two breakfasts, two lunches. You get a goodie bag with about $100 worth of products, including these books, as a kickback to you. So when you consider what you're getting, it's actually quite a bargain. And you will be exposed to many, many members of AIR, many root workers, and they will all be there to help you, teach you. Bring along the books you bought from them elsewhere and get them to sign the books and inscribe them to you. Charles Porterfield will be there, and he'll be inscribing and signing all copies of all the books he's written. For instance, Miss Michael will be there, and so forth and so on. And you'll be able to learn about vulvamancy, how to read a yoni or a pussy or whatever you want, coochie, whatever you want to call it. You'll be learning about women's work. Miss Aura LaForest is coming all the way from Canada, and she's going to teach the spells that only women do. And this is a work for love, sex, marriage, and motherhood, and grandmotherhood, and widowhood even. And it's the stages of a woman's life and all the magic that only women do. Pretty good book. It's very interesting for women. And there's also, as I said, the Hoodoo Urban Root Medicine. Susan Diamond's going to teach about pendulum power, and of course there will be a special guest from Alabama, Co Meadows, who's going to teach about how to use regular commercial products like soap and conditioners and things like that and turn them into magical products. Now, before we get to our guest, Co, I'm going to bring in my co-host, Conjurman Ali. You got a lot of Co's today. Co-writers, co-hosts, and Co Meadows. So, hi, Ali. How are you doing today?
Hello. I am doing well. Thank you for asking, Kat. So glad to have you back and very excited to hear about the books that are coming out. As you know, I'm a bit of a bibliophile, so I'm very much looking forward to those. And I really can't wait for that. Other than that, I've been doing good, keeping busy, and looking forward to hearing more about the books and getting my hands on them.
Oh, yeah. Oh, one more thing about the books, now that you mention it. The books can be pre-ordered. You may pre-order those books. They will not be shipped until May 15th, but they are on sale now. So if you go to luckymojo.com/luckymojopublishing.html, all the books are for sale, but they will be shipped May 15th. We already know that one of the books is off-press. We've gotten our advance copies of Vulvamancy. Cursing and Crossing is on-press. Women's Work is in what's called pre-press. And this amazing book, the Hoodoo Urban Root Medicine, is in its final throes of tweaking, proofreading, and glitching around, and will be uploaded to the printer for pre-press before midnight tonight. So,
oh, how exciting.
Yeah, it's, and then I get to relax. All right. So that's it for introductions. Let's bring in our guest. He's been patiently waiting here, and I am so happy to have him here. Co Meadows, welcome to the show.
Hello, everyone. Bonsoir. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we love you, Co. You know, folks, for many people who have been following Lucky Mojo for year after year, they go, who is this guy? Where'd he come from? Co is one of the top-notch root workers in America. Young as he is, he comes from a family of root workers, and I'm going to just say with the highest praise and compliments, I am so glad you've agreed to join AIR, the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers. I am super thrilled that I will finally get to meet you face-to-face when you come out to the Hoodoo Heritage Festival. So, Co, today's topic, you brought it to us, so we're going to have you talk about it. Today's topic is banishing unwanted people. Now, I'm going to just introduce this with a couple of words of my own. Removing unwanted company is not quite the same as making somebody, you know, fall over and die and leave the earth. Removing unwanted company is part of Hoodoo's really practical tradition of folks living around their neighbors, their relatives, their unwanted cousins, whatever it may be, people who are nosy, people who just come over to talk to you about somebody else's business. And there are a lot of spells and a long tradition in Hoodoo of getting people out your house because they come to your house, right? And they're just sitting there. Maybe you need to go repair the dog pen, and they're sitting there wanting to drink tea in the living room. Maybe, you know, you're ready to cook dinner, but you don't have enough dinner for them, and they're just going to sit there on your sofa and wait. You got to get them out the house so that you can make dinner without embarrassing yourself by saying you don't have an extra lamb chop, right? So these are the people you may need to get rid of. You may love them. You may hate them. Oh, my God, I got to get rid of that lady from church who's always gossiping about that other Miss So-and-so, and I can't stand her, but I got to get her out of here. Removing unwanted company. All right. So, as Conjurman Ollie posted in the chat room, hot-footing, removing, banishing, all mean different things. Hot-footing is to make it so hot for someone they got to go. You can use that in a limited way. Removing, getting them out, and banishing means, and thou shalt never return. Right? That's banishing. Right? So now you can do all three, but let's put Co in the hot seat now. Co, tell us all about what you know about removing unwanted company.
Absolutely. I'm so happy to bring this topic to you. But I do want to say I thank you, you know, for having me on, number one. And also I know that you say you have a lot of respect for me, but I also want to say I have a lot of respect for you guys and AIR, you know, being a professional root worker locally with old blood in this is different than being put on a platform like AIR where you're dealing with a variety of people. So I really think anyone who is interested, who takes the correspondence course, I definitely recommend them going into AIR, you know, if that's their purpose in life to do. Because it does teach you more about the business side of things. It's a completely different realm. So I just want to say I thank you for having me in this amazing organization. So I thank you.
Well, thank you. Thanks for the nice words. We, you know, AIR is a collective, collaborative group. And, you know, there's many hands have made that institution. But on behalf of AIR, as one of the members, one of the founding members, I do say thank you for noticing the work we put into that website and into teaching professional root workers how to have a business. Thanks.
Absolutely. So on to the topic. Okay, so removing, repelling and banishing and whatever. So in regards to this, I did want to, a part of my purpose in not root work in itself, but in my African traditional religion is really, really geared towards reconnecting the black community back to us. So what I want everyone to understand is this. root word conjure hoodoo. Is the magical aspects of African religion, tradition, and daily life. So when you bring up the fact of you know, removing someone on a more of a practical level, this is that daily life type of situation that you're going to be dealing with. So, because a lot of people have this misconception that all of the magical parts all started with slave magic. And it's like, mm-hmm. no, these things were brought over. You're incorrect. You know, these came from a religion. The religion aspect didn't stay around, but the magic did. So,
that's right.
So I think it's really important to let people know those kind of things. So just for example, if I was a part of an African tribe that believed in polygamy, and there was a wife, or say I was with a king that had seven wives, and say I wanted mm-hmm. to be the top. Look, I'm so sorry. I have somewhat of a foul mouth, so I'm just going to say it, okay? I apologize.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
We allow that on this radio show.
But if I want to be the top bitch in charge, then I have to move this other person out of the way. So I'm then going to do something to remove her from that. Also, just looking into, you got to understand where banishing, repelling, and removal comes from. I have broken it down into like three main sources. I think that it comes from, one, an insecurity about something. So like you said, if I don't have enough food for someone, I'm a little insecure. I need to get them to move up out of here right now. Sometimes mm-hmm. it comes from a place of protection and love. A lot of people have the misconception that banishing and removal and repelling comes from a place of vengeance and hate, and it always doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next place, it does sort of come from, the third source would be more of a vengeance or hateful kind of area. So mm-hmm. It's very important to sort of know how to maneuver in between those things and be certain and clear on when you or how you're going to remove a person. So say, for example, you are doing something in regards to protection. Say that there is somebody, say, for example, your husband, he's abusive. He's abusive to you and the children, and you need him to get gone immediately. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily want to kill him, but you need for him to leave. So one of the things that I know that my family did a lot of was a lot of egg work, where you would take that egg, write their names on it, write the names of the people in the house you want it to stay. You write that mm-hmm. on the eggshell, okay? For the person you wanted to remove, you wrap their hair around a needle and you pierce the egg. Once all of the yolk is removed, you wipe that up and the needle, and you place that yolk in an ant bed. You take the shell of the that has all the people named on it that should stay in the house, the mother and the two children, and you bury that under the doorstep. So you hold them there at the house, and the ants will then take him and scatter him wherever he's supposed to be in, all of that jazz. So that's the way
right,
that
we're back up, because I know, you know, you went through that right off the top of your head, but there's going to be people who are going to be going, I got to replay that. So let's try
okay,
that again.
I can slow it down.
Write the names of those to stay on the eggshell. Wrap the
yes.
person to be gone's hair. You thread it through the needle or just wrap it around the needle?
Oh, just wrap it around.
Around the needle, okay. And then pierce the shell of the egg, right?
Yes.
And then to draw the egg out, but you suck it out, or how'd you do that?
You let it slowly run itself out. So you make the hole long
okay.
enough, large
okay.
enough so the yolk can just
okay.
slowly remove itself. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the contents drips out.
Yes.
And then you take the needle and put it in an ant's nest.
Yes, you wipe the yolk up with the needle,
yes.
and you just throw it all into an ant bed.
Okay, what do you do with the shell?
You take the shell and you bury it under the doorstep at your house.
Okay.
Those people in your house.
Okay. So wipe the mess up with a needle and put it in the ant's nest. All right. I'm writing this down, you see. This is one of the things that we do this chat log, and then these things are permanently also in text, and so somebody can read them as they listen to the show when they listen in the archives. Thank you so much. Go on. Move on. That was great.
Okay. So then say, for example, you are dealing with someone with some insecurities and uncertainty. Say, for example, you do have a, say you're in a job or whatever else, and someone's really, really trying to get your position and you don't want them to have it.
Mm-hmm.
What you can do is take, again, some dirt from an ant mound, dry it out.
Mm-hmm.
You take that and you grind it up with some removal powder, so banishing powder that you can get from Lucky Mojo, or you can
mm-hmm.
create it yourself, whatever you feel. Mix it up with that ant dirt, and you blow it onto the mirror. And say, for example, like I said, in your job, you go to the restroom, you blow it on the mirror, because it's going to be a mirror everyone looks in. Blow it
mm-hmm.
onto the mirror and write their names in the dust on the mirror. So now the mirror is dusty, and you write their names in it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you say, I remove you from this place. Whenever the maintenance comes through to clean the mirror, it would also clean them away.
Wow.
Okay.
That's a good one. Now, can I just break in here? Because I've heard something similar. Now, this goes to the universality of African work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I learned this exact same spell in Oakland, California, back in the 60s, and here's how I learned it. There was no ant's nest, because there are no ant's nests in Oakland, California, right? So I was told you could either take hot foot powder, banishing powder, getaway powder, whatever you want to call that powder. You put some of the powder on your hand. You go to their car, because they're parking their car in front of your driveway, or they're just coming around your house and you don't like them, or they're in the neighborhood making trouble and you don't want them there. And you go and you blow, poof, from your hand, puh, onto their windows of their car, right? And then you use your opposite hand. In other words, if I'm right-handed, I would have to write with my left hand. And you write on it, get out, go away, whatever, move, all over on all the windows of their car. But you do it with your other hand. And then you just take your two hands. Now you got some powder still in your right hand, say. And you take your two hands and you go clap, 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 like that. And it gets all the powder off your hands. And then you clap your hands. You're gone. And then you walk away.
Yeah.
It's the same. But isn't that interesting? This is
that
how
is
African
so
traditions. Yeah. This is how African traditions persist in African American culture. And now I got to say something about that ant's nest, because when we go back to looking at anthropological and modern current investigations into African folk magic, they used ants and termites changeably, and they were very large termite mounds in Africa.
Mm-hmm.
And those termites and ants were always used for magical work that involves moving. And if you look at the history of southern African-American magic, you'll see all of this. Take it to an ant's nest. Take it to a termite's nest. Take it to a fire ant's nest. Right?
All of our foundations are all big. Mm-hmm. Alabama is a big ant's nest.
mm-hmm.
Yes. So this
one
is
of the,
so traditional. Thank you so much.
Yeah, and ants,
that's
have this fascinating connection with getting rid of people, not just getting rid of them, but getting rid of them fast. The purpose being, you go to the ants because they move fast, because they are so effective and they're hard workers. So one of the workings I know, which comes out of North Carolina, also in some places in Mississippi, is you take a person's foot track. So this is obviously, that should capture the foot track of a person. A little bit harder to do on pavement, but there's ways you can do it. You capture a person's foot track, mix it with dirt from an anthill, put it in a pan, and then roast it for 3 days. So you heat it up for 3 days, basically building the heat. And on the third day, you take all that dirt and you toss it in their front yard or where they'll walk through it. And that's supposed to get rid of a person right quick. So you have the combination of fire and you have the combination of ants there. because the ants work hard, and they work hard to get that person gone.
Wow.
I tell you, that is absolutely amazing. And I tell you why I was so inspired to do this, because growing up, a lot of our workings were given to us. Unfortunately, I came from a family that did that were prevalent and enough that could read, that could write, and were able to save and preserve a lot of our things. But there were some things that our granddaddy Clinton would tell us through stories. For example, how there are certain places that you can go to remove people. You got to think about it in the black community. We
mm-hmm.
all don't live together, but one place that we do gather every single week is the church. There
mm-hmm.
were more roots thrown in the church than probably
mm-hmm.
baseball in a field, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're able to have a little sulfur on your gloves when you shake someone's hand at the church when you're leaving, they don't know, but they'll be leaving for good. You
mm-hmm.
know, just different things like that. Or, oh, well, you got to go pat Sister Claudia on the back for something, because hug your neighbor, tell them you love them. Oh, I'm going to love you right on up out of here, because I'm going to
mm-hmm.
take some of this sweet gum powder and put up on you, you know. And so it's just a variety of different things like that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the biggest stories that Granddaddy Clinton passed down to us was one, the preacher was cheating on his wife. And the wife was having no parts in that. So she came to one of my aunts, and this aunt actually had some strong ties to what they say, the Seven Sisters of Algiers. But, which is, I think, Miss Cat, I sent you an article about the voodoo preacher and all that stuff, and Alex City
mm-hmm.
that Harper Lee
mm-hmm.
wrote in her latest book, The Watchmen. So people go check that out. But that... my aunt gave her some workings of this, and this is a working that she did that was absolutely brilliant. And this is more aggressive in regards to moving someone, just speaking about getting them out quickly. And this is sort of done out of hate and out of fear, so tapping into that third source that I was speaking about, is you take the person, you wrap a sweet gum ball with the person's hair, or something
mm-hmm.
of that person, you blow graveyard dirt on it, you take it to the edge of your yard, and you sweep it out into the street onto oncoming traffic.
Mm.
She
wow.
did this, and this lady that was the mistress of the church ended up falling ill and ended up dying within like 2 weeks.
Wow.
It was pretty crazy or whatever else. That's a story that goes throughout our community growing up. Like, you
mm-hmm.
hear certain stories to teach us certain things. And it was, and also, too, people say, well, I did this and it didn't work in 2 weeks. Well, first of all, this is something else that I need people to understand. And I explained this to my clients. When dealing with root work, conjure, hoodoo, or any magical system, a lot of these books we read, a lot of these books we may write, are solely foundations. But what you
mm-hmm.
have to understand is every work is made and specific to your certain issue.
Mm-hmm.
So where
right.
this may work 2 weeks for this woman to die, this your person may not die, but they may be ill for maybe 8 months. Who knows? But either
mm-hmm.
way you go, so don't think you're going to go and get this work done or go try this work. And also, this is something else, too. If the work is not meant for you in that
mm-hmm.
way, don't look for a quick result or any results at all, you know.
Right,
because,
right.
Again,
I hear you on that. We get a lot of that, too. You said this thing worked in 1 year. You said this thing worked in 2 weeks. For me, it did. I just got to back up a little bit here. The sweet gum ball. Okay, now there are going to be people listening to this show who don't live in the United States. They have no idea what we're talking about. So I got to just back up. Sweet gum is a tree, also known as liquid amber, and it has
mm-hmm.
these balls that are like all kind of with soft spikes all over them. They're like a little bouncing ball, but they're like all spiky. And this thing of wrapping the hair in the sweet gum is very interesting. I just told you earlier in the show, we're publishing a book called Cursing and Crossing by Miss Aida. There's a whole section called How to Curse Someone with a Sweet Gum Tree. It's a whole section on this. Sweet gum trees are used for all types of cursing, but the most common, this one with the ball, that's fantastic, and I wish I'd known that. I would have made sure Aida put it in. It's not exactly so much a curse as a getaway, but there are curses done with sweet gum where you take, let's just say you got a piece of the person's menstrual pad, just as an example, right? And you go to a sweet gum tree at before dawn, and you drill a hole. You use a brazen bit or a little power drill, if you can get a power drill out there, battery powered. You drill a little hole in the sweet gum tree. It's very soft wood. And you put that little bit of menstrual pad in there, just a little small piece now. And then you cut a little branch off that sweet gum tree, and you pound it in with a hammer, and you have to hit it 9 licks. Now, some people will say 9 licks on one day, but many more people will say 1 lick a day for 9 days. And when you lick that thing in, and it's pounded in, that little peg that you put in, it's from the same tree. The tree says, oops, I've been injured, and the tree grows its bark right over where you pounded that thing is. Now that person's menstrual blood is entombed in a sweet gum tree, and they will never have periods again. That will lock up their uterus. That locks up their womb. Now, you can also do this with, pardon my language, with a little bit of their poo, right? You can take their doo-doo, their business, their shit, their feces, whatever, their defecation, and put that in the same kind of a hole and pound that in the sweet gum tree, and they're going to be constipated, yay, unto death, all right? So that's called a bowel obstruction. They will get a bowel obstruction. They may even get something really serious and die. Okay, so the thing that you mentioned, the sweet gum tree, you see, this is how when we look at the history of this stuff, we go, wow, this is all over in Black America, the use of the sweet gum tree in cursing. Isn't that amazing, Co?
Yes, as amazing as it is with cursing, it's actually one way that we do heal the whooping cough, I believe they call it here, where you would take a sweet gum branch and stick it in your attic, and you tie the person's name who has it on the branch, and within days they'll be healed. That's just another, it's interesting, and it's almost like to me a rose. A lot of people say, oh my gosh, roses are so beautiful, it's all about love. But what you have to understand, those roses also have thorns.
That's right.
You know?
That's right. I would say, though, that another thing, see, the sweet gum tree takes things away. So it almost might be, you put it in the attic, they're going to be breathing out their whooping cough. It goes into the sweet gum. In other words, sweet gum is definitely a powerful tree. I mean, it's so powerful in hoodoo. Now, let's think about that for a moment. That's a Native American plant. That plant is not an African plant. So this indicates some connection between African Americans and Native Americans. Or it indicates that this work came over from Africa and someone said, well, this tree is kind of like that other tree. You see what I'm saying? The work came over from Africa. But it may have been that was picked up from Native American family members just as easy.
Yeah.
This is the kind of stuff that
we find in African traditions quite frequently, the use of trees, because trees are seen as a very powerful spirit. In particular, the idea in a lot of Congolese cosmology is that the spirits actually rest in the branches of a tree. So pinning something to a tree, knocking a nail into a tree, knocking nail into a wood, for example, the Inkishi is a perfect example of the idea of nailing something. But when it comes over to the United States, you have communication and intersection with Native American traditions. They go, oh, we have something similar. Our ancestors did something with trees. So you find that sympathy there. So I think that's a really fascinating point about tree spirits, which can really be a topic all in of itself. I wanted to bring up something really important here, and that is the point of severity, right? So there's a range or a spectrum of things you can do when it comes to needing to remove someone. So kind of fun, you can start with something mild and work your way up. So a little funny story, at the Hoodoo Heritage Festival a few years back, we had all gone out to dinner. It was Kat, myself, Dr. E, the late Dr. E, Kyra Mons cast. There was a bunch of us there. And we had gone to a local restaurant, and one of the people that were there, kind of one of the other guests, was super, super loud and obnoxious. And Dr. E decided that it was time for them to go. And so he grabbed salt and pepper right off from the table, and I'm sure you remember this, Kat, poured it into his hand, took his index finger, and swirled it around as he prayed real fast, real hard, walked over, and he played this, let the salt and pepper fall by their table. Within a few minutes, they got up and they left. That's one way of removing someone. And that leads all the way up to the more severe workings, like I was mentioned by Cometa's, the idea of sweeping into the sweeping, which led to death, or the working with heating it up on a pan. So when we think of removing someone, we also have to ask ourselves the severity of what we're looking to do. And this is why I mentioned that something like removing is slightly different from hot footing, which is really turning up the heat. I mean, if a hot foot is done right, a person will drop everything and just disappear. Right? Versus something like putting out salt to banish negative or unwanted influences. Another really gentle working is if someone's leaving your house, you take their foot track and you toss it into a river so that they never come back. Right? It's a good way of keeping them away, but you're not sitting there crossing them up or cursing them. So severity is something to consider when you're doing removal work. A hot foot might be good for an enemy, may not be as good for an annoying in-law. Right? So different strokes, different methods that you approach to different situations.
I mean, I love that. And, like, it's so, and what I also love about my upbringing is a lot of our work was very simple, especially like if I want to get, I could take somebody's name, write it in a piece of paper, stick it in a broom, and sweep it out the door. Or if they don't want them to come back, simply blow black pepper right behind them as they're leaving. And they don't return.
Yep.
You know, things very simple like that. So I think, you know.
Yeah. There's you know, and we've run out of time, and I really hate to say this because we could go on and on and on. Want to say that in the chat room, somebody asked, what is a sweet gum out here in California? The nearest plant we have a tree is called sycamore. I posted a link how to tell the difference between a sweet gum and a sycamore. I have used sycamores because we have them all over California. In place of sweet gum, they work just the same. Just let you know. Okay. They're closely related. All right. Man, this topic could go on and on and on. I want to have Ko back. We just barely scratched the surface, Ko.
I know.
I know.
All right, let's bring in our first reading client, and we're going to turn this over to Papa Newt, and he will set us up with that, okay?
The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Rework Hour with your hosts, Catherine Ironwood and Condorman Ali, and this week's special guest, Ko Meadows, will be right back. We'll be taking calls from our listeners, answering their questions through spiritual divination and prescribing down-home conjure remedies and remediation. Our calling clients are selected from among those who have filled out a short questionnaire at the Lucky Mojo form at form.luckymojo.com. You can listen to the show online through Blog Talk Radio or via telephone by dialing 818-394-8535. If you filled out a client questionnaire at the form, please dial in now to 818-394-8535 and press 1 to let us know that you're available to be on the air. We'll be selecting callers by their area code, and if your area code is announced, we'd like you to say hello and let me, your announcer, Papa Newt, read a brief description of your situation before turning it over to our host. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our first caller. Our first caller is calling in from area code 917 in New York City. This is Affie. Affie, are you there?
Hi, I'm here.
Hello, hon. And I see that you are a return caller. You were last on the show last summer, so welcome back.
Thank you so much.
And have conditions on that last last time you called us, have that changed?
Well, when I had called in the last year, I was basically called into, I wanted to know if I had a hex or a curse on me, and I was told no, but some things that were said, I feel like it's like now coming into fruition, because I was told that there would be a point in my life where like my finances would not be, you know, so great. Okay. And so now I was looking, you know, which is why I was calling in, because I feel like, you know,
We'll go ahead and see what we can do here. And Abby writes, I'm at the point in my life where I feel like I have yet to really accomplish much in terms of a career. I'm currently a nanny, and am great at what I do, but I was thinking of going to school for nursing or maybe even getting into the food industry, as I'm a great cook and a passion about it. I'd like to know about which of the mentioned careers has the best money-making potential for me, but I'm confused and not sure what direction to take, and I'd like some help in this. Thank you. Turn it back to you, Ms. Kat.
All right. Well, Effie, thank you for calling back and entrusting us with this very important question. We're going to try to get to where we need to get to with you. I'm going to ask a question before I read my cards. What sign of the zodiac are you?
I am a Leo.
A Leo. All right. Well, I'll tell you something right now, straight up. A Leo, traditionally. Just going from Leo. Now, I haven't looked at the rest of your chart, and I can't do your chart because we've got a limited time here. But if you have your chart done, you're going to be able to interpret a little of this for yourself. Leos are a proud, fierce, loyal, and like to shine in the public. If you had told me you were a Cancer, I would have said nursing, because Cancers love to nourish and help. You must have something going on, because both nursing and cooking do have something to do with feeding and nutrition. But Leo is more like to want to be a chef. Do you see what I'm saying? Whereas Cancer is more intuitive, makes a better nurse because they can look at a person and read their vibe. This person needs help. This person is okay. This person is dying. Cancers are real psychic, natural psychics. Leos are real good at presenting themselves. So just based on that, I'm going to tell you one thing. I want you to get your chart done, because it's going to tell a lot more about where your money planets are, your Jupiter, for instance, where all of this falls on your chart. But my guess is that you're a Leo with some stuff in Cancer as well. Now, I'm going to read your cards. But this is a fascinating answer that you gave me. Had you said just random other sign, I would have said, okay, random other answer, and I would have moved on. But I'm thinking that there is something here that's a complex, and why these two things are coming up at the same time. For instance, if you got into nursing, you might want to become a dietitian. If you got into being a chef, you might want to get into healthy foods that help people medically. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
You yourself are, you're actually expressing something to me, and I'm saying this as an intuitive psychic. I'm seeing something here that blends and mingles. Now I'm going to read the cards. All right.
Okay.
All right. Card number one is called the Hierophant. Hierophant shows a man who's on a throne, and there are two. Oh, this is so great. This is cool. Somebody in the chat room is already going, oh, but of course, the Hierophant. There are two priests who are kneeling in front of this, we call him the Pope, but it could be the Dalai Lama. It's not necessarily the Catholic Church by any means. And we call this man the Hierophant, or the High Priest, but he is also the giver of the hierarchy. In other words, he is the person who credentials you. And we sometimes call this also a card of marriage, because marriage is a kind of a credential. And we also call it the card of continuing education and graduation. He has two crossed keys at his feet. And this is the key that opens and the key that closes the path. Road Opener is his other name. The two priests who are kneeling before him, one has a robe with roses on it, and the other one has a robe with lilies. Lilies and roses are kind of opposite. The lilies stand for spirituality. The roses stand for pleasure. He's blessing everybody. He blesses them both. This tells me that actually those two careers that you're interested in are connected. They're connected some way. You're going to figure this out, I'm sure. But what I'm seeing from this card is you will go back to school. You will get some sort of credentialing. But it really is both about the cooking, but it's also about the inner work of nourishment and psychic help and nursing. It's a combination. It's a combination. And this guy, the Hierophant, says, God bless you on both paths. God bless you on both paths, whichever path you choose. Now, the next card is the Page of Wands. This is the card of Leo. This is a Leo person. It's a fire sign card who is turning and about to set off on a journey. and has a staff, a walking stick, about 6 feet tall, like a surveyor's rod, a feather in their cap, which means you will be recognized for your academic achievements. You will have, you will do well. This is actually a very good card, but it says you have to start from a starting point. You're going to measure where you go. We call this the geometer who measures the world. You're setting off on a journey that will be very productive for you intellectually, but this is not a money card. This is a card of expanding your mental and social capacity. It is a fire sign card. It relates to Leo. Okay. I wish I could say that the next card is the big money card, and it shows me where the money is, but it's not a money card.
Okay.
So the money is going to come, but really what's going to happen here is the next card is called the Magician. And the Magician tells me that you have a tremendous amount of power over this situation. But what's really funny about the Magician, the roses are above, and the Magician has an infinity symbol. There are four tools of magic on the table, a coin, a cup, a sword, and a wand. And then below the Magician, the Magician points down and manifests from the roses, mingled roses and lilies. This says to me that the cooking may be primary to you because of the roses. That's the beauty. But the lilies are there still in the garden. So where the priest blesses the man of the lily and the man of the rose, after setting off on this journey, you have the power actually to turn the roses into roses and lilies. So what I see here is that you will exceed at cooking, but you will always keep something of the nursing aspect in the cooking. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it kind of does. Yeah.
Well, what I'm saying here is you're not going to be making unhealthy food. You're
okay.
not going to... You know what I'm saying? You're not going to be
mm-hmm.
one of those people who just sits around and makes cakes all day and says,
mm-hmm.
the hell with their caloric intake. You're going to be a person who, if you make cakes, they're going to be healthy cakes, and they're going to be beautiful
okay.
because of the roses. But really, what's here is that you're going to be thinking about good ingredients. You're going to be thinking about people's nutrition. In other words, when you do this, the nutritional aspect is part of it. You need to do a road opener to open your roads, and the money is not quite here yet, but this is a good start, okay?
Okay.
All right,
okay.
I'm gonna turn this over to Ko and now see what he has to say.
All righty. So I am using the Deck of Meadows, which is a deck that was created through visions that I've had through my ancestors that have, that I feel have anointed and consecrated these cards. So
mm-hmm.
I'm using the Deck of Meadows. So these are different cards you probably have never heard before in regards
okay.
to the title. But anyways, I'm going to pull a couple. The first five that I pull, the first one that I pull is called the Harvest. Now, the Harvest normally means that you have waited. You say, for example, you have planted a seed, you planted a blessing in fertile ground, and you wait until that seed is mature, that crop is full, and then you will achieve the harvest. Okay. However, which again, the harvest sort of speaks about food, which I think is very interesting. However, the harvest card is upside down, is in reverse. So to me, it says that there's definitely something that is holding you back or delaying this manifestation, whatever that is. So it's interesting that Ms. Kat mentioned a road opener. I definitely would say that
mm-hmm.
because it does seem that you are being held back. The next card I get is called the Jackal. The Jackal shows a beast that is hovering over this bird with nine needles in its chest. And to me, this bird looks like it's having some anxiety. It shows that it's in a little bit of pain. But this is more in a past house. So it just sort of shows that you've definitely had some issues in the past with this. And also, too, that there may be some people not speaking or supporting you in the way that you wish, and maybe even a male figure that may be a negative influence.
Mm-hmm.
or doesn't really speak kindly to what you want to do. Does that make sense?
Kind of.
Kind of? Okay. Well, and this is what I always tell people in regards to readings. Keep that in mind. If it doesn't come to you right now, trust me, it will. So moving right along, the next card is called Responsibility. It shows one flame trying to light a room, but there's nine other candles there. So it shows that you are in a place of trying to carry a lot of baggage right now. So to me, it says you're going to have to let something go. And it's going to have to be a decision that you're going to have to make to say, I'm going to release this and move forward with whatever my decision is in faith. The next card speaks of harmony and balance. So it then tells me at that point of you releasing things that you currently are dealing with, okay, that you will receive balance and harmony, which in the future with this. Now, what's interesting about this card is, you know, Ms. Kat's card of the magician shows a rose above. Well, this card has two hummingbirds in the center in two opposite directions. At the top of this, there's a rose that is wilted over a moon. So, again, I think there's definitely some correlation in that. The result card that comes up is that there will be inevitable change in your decision making with all of this, that you will definitely come to a true conclusion, to what it is that you want to do.
Okay.
Now, when I flip over four more cards, it's interesting again. The very first card that comes up is Perfection. This shows the perfect idea for you. And what's so interesting, again, about this is roses are prevalent in this card. So roses are continuously coming up. When I look at the other cards, it shows that maybe your lack of preparation for your blessings, there may be lack of preparation for your blessings. So once you make your decision, make sure that you are preparing for those opportunities. The next card comes up is the spiritual knowledge and profound change. So it does show that you're going to definitely need to do some work. The future card is the provider card. It's a card that is that does speak of abundance. It speaks of money. And it also has a lot of fruit in it. So I'm thinking the food route again. The result card in that says make sure that you are patient in this, that it's definitely going to be a process, but definitely be patient. But I'm going to say the food aspects of all these things are going to be your issues, but definitely some road opening needs to happen in order for those decisions to be more clear.
Okay.
Wonderful. Okay, so what we've got here, and somebody asked in the chat room, I'm going to eat into Ali's time just a tiny bit. What deck is Ko using? It's the deck of Meadows, and this is a personal deck that only Ko has. We may, in future years, convince Ko to release a version of this deck to the public, but not yet. It's a private deck, folks. All right. I know people ask that every time you're on, Ko. They want to get that deck.
Yes,
so
I know.
Right. Well, I believe you'll be able to get it published, no problem, because it really works and works well, and the images are fantastic. All right, let's move on now to Conjurman Ali. Is going to give some root work, and we've all seen Road Opener. We've all kind of agreed, including Papa Nude in the chat room, saying just from a psychic intuitive hit, he also saw the cooking as being the primary. So let's turn this over to Conjurman Ali for some spell work.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. Regardless of what path you're going to take, some level of education is going to be needed, or some form of training is going to be required. That's the thing I got when I was following along. So just bear that in mind. So I'm going to give you a root work that will help to open the roads and guide you down whatever path it is you need to take. What I want you to do is take a dollar bill. You can take a $20 bill, $100 bill, a $1 bill, whichever you prefer. But to represent success and money. And you're going to write your petition on that dollar, and you're going to write it as clearly as you want. So practice the petition in advance. You don't want to mess up multiple, you know, dollars. But write your petition clearly. I want to find a career that fulfills me, that provides me financially, that allows me the freedom and luxury to pursue my hobbies, et cetera, et cetera. You're going to take that dollar, you're going to tie it around a cinnamon stick, and you're going to tie it with a red string. Take this and place it into a jar and cover with sugar. Leave enough space so that the cinnamon stick sticks out just a little bit, okay? So you can grab onto it. You're going to place this jar in the center of some dedicated space. It can be on top of a dresser, a small bookshelf, a table, whatever it is that you have. You're going to make a cross out of candles. Not a crossroads, but an actual cross, okay? The front candle, and you can use candle holders for this, I would recommend it. The front candle should be an orange candle you've dressed with rhodopa oil. The back candle behind the jar should be a white candle dressed with clarity oil. The left candle to the left of the jar should be a purple candle dressed with crown of success oil. And the right candle should be a green candle dressed with money drawing. You are going to light these candles, pray sincerely over it. Once the candles have burned down, you are going to take the leftover wax and you're going to bury it in your front yard. Every day, you are going to get up and you are going to take the cinnamon stick, swirl it clockwise in the sugar as you pray that success comes to you from whatever direction. Then take a little bit of the sugar, dip your finger in it, and lick it so that you absorb that success. You digest that success. This is called eating your prayers. It's very common in Jewish magic. Mediterranean magic, you also find it in some forms of hoodoo with sugar spells in particular. I think that this is going to be a good foundation from which you can build on. As you learn more about your path, you can add to this. Let's say you find out that you want to work in a particular company, you can place the logo in that job. Let's say it's a particular school that you need to go to in order to get further education. You can place their logo in the job. So this is a dynamic working. You can close the lid, open it up, and add to it as you see fit. If it goes a bit slow, you can just add more onto it. I do want you to make sure you use clarity oil because I want the foundation of this to be clarity. But you can also customize as you see fit as well. So that's my recommendation. It's a simple working. It's a good candle altar working, but it's something that will be ongoing for your situation. Let's see if Co-Meadows have anything to add or adjustments that they would like to make.
I would like to add just one little quickie thing, and that is because there are keys in the Hierophant card, I do recommend that people who get that card do actually obtain two skeleton keys. And you can lay those keys out with your candle and sugar layout, but ultimately one of those candles is to open roads, another one is to close roads. So anything you don't want to do, you're going to put with that key, and it's going to go behind you. And anything for the new key, you can keep that on your keychain and open roads for you. Some people will take the key to open the roads and stand it up in the sugar, but he used the cinnamon stick in the same way. But that is a very typical to use keys for road opening. All right. Well, we wish you all the luck. Check back in with us. We think that you're on a good path. No money quite yet, but the career change is obviously going to happen. All right. We're going to turn this over to Papa Newt, and we're going to take our next reading client.
Support for this program is provided by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and located online at luckymojo.com, and by the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, AIR, a directory of ethical and authentic contra practitioners, located online at readersandrootworkers.org, and by the Crystal Silence League, a free online prayer service of missionary independent spiritual churches, located online at crystalsilenceleague.org. Now it's time to go to the phones and take our next client. Our next client is also a return caller, calling in from area code 626 in Los Angeles. This is Gia. Gia, are you there?
I am indeed.
Well, welcome back to the show. I see you were on 6 months ago, so welcome. You had had a reading with Miss Kat on another issue about 3 months ago, and no other readings with Miss Aida. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
perfect. And you're right. I would love a general reading for spring and renewal season. Any advice for career, relationship, health, etc.? I would also love some root work advice for overall well-being. So, turn it back to you, Ms. Kat.
Okay, so Gia, you're the same Gia who is often in our chat rooms, right?
I'm in there, but I'm not in there as Gia. It just says, I think, love and learning. I don't know where that came from, but there's another Gia.
Mm. Well, there are two Gias. Okay, now I'm confused as all get out. So, all right. Well, that's fine. So you're the Gia in Los Angeles.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So just a general reading, and we're going to turn this over to Ali. General reading for spring and renewal, advice for career, relationships, and health, and root work advice for overall well-being.
Thanks, Kat. Just a couple questions before I dive in, just so we can get a feel, Gia. What is your sign of the zodiac?
I guess I'm on the cusp. It's Pisces, but then in the past it was Aquarius. So I'm not quite sure. It's between those two.
Okay, all right. And let me ask one other question. You're interested in health, money, career, and relationships. Are you currently in a relationship?
It's not really a relationship. It's kind of an ongoing past relationship that kind of has not really died.
Okay, there's a reason I asked that. So what I did is I asked those questions so that I could have a little bit of time to pull the cards as well. Is I've actually cast a Wheel of Life. Now, there's not enough time to go through this entire thing. It's the next year's Zodiac Wheel vault with 12 cards pulled. What I would highly recommend is that after this, you consider getting a more in-depth life reading. I prefer, for example, I provide geomantic life readings. Deacon Miller does astrological life readings. Kat does life readings. So does Madame Nadia. So there's a variety of people at AIR that provide these services. So can take a chance and get one of those, because I think you need a little bit of an in-depth look at this situation. I'm just going to pick out a few of these cards that I think are very significant. So first and foremost was the love situation. I asked you about this because the card that I get here is the Four of Pentacles. The Four of Pentacles is something from the past that is still being held on to. It's something that you need to address. The Four of Pentacles is the Miser King or the Little King. This is a person who is outside of their kingdom, who is unable to find their home, and they're clutching a coin in their hand. There's another one on their small crown and two beneath their feet. They're holding on to something that they think they cannot give up yet. It is about the past. It's about dealing with something that we think has value, but actually keeps us from finding real value, keeps us from finding real flow. Especially in your situation, you need to consider your love situation, your romance, your relationships as one as flow. The more you hold on to something, the more you cling to something, the more you will be made lesser for it. So this card tells us that right now where you're at is a place of stagnation. Consider work to let go, work to heal. Consider cut and clear work. Consider work that will help draw in new love. It's very important for you to do, because otherwise you're going to be blocked here, because as we have the Four of Pentacles in the seventh house. I do want to warn you of a little bit of a health issue. We have also the Four of Cups here as well in the mix, which represents the area of health. When you have two, when I pull cards like this, when I have two cards back to back that are both similar numbers, it tells me that they're related. So there's going to be an emotional toll that you're going to be dealing with that will have an impact on your physical health. Be aware of that. Be aware of stress issues. Be aware of weight issues in particular as well, and kind of weight fluctuations, as well as these type of weight fluctuations usually have something to do with fluids as well, so fluid buildup. So be very careful about your health. Very, very cautious over the next few months. This is the kind of issue that you're going to deal with from about spring till about summer as you deal with the emotional. So the physical and the emotional are very much tied to one another. That's something to bear in mind, and there's work that you can do to prevent that and to ensure that you remain in good health. And part of that comes to this issue of letting go, healing, and trying to bring in a steadier flow into your life. Now, that's the issue. Good news. 10th house place of careers, success, we have the lovers. I see someone coming into your life that's going to help move your life forward. This person isn't going to just be a partner or someone that comes into your life for a little bit, but it's going to be a very transformative experience. There's going to be an emotional bond, but because this is the 10th house, it doesn't necessarily mean that this is the person you're going to end up marrying, but it does mean that this person may become a lover or a partner or someone you have a physical relationship with, but they will actually impact you more in the area of your career, in the area of your success, that they will help open up avenues for you to really change and transform your life so that you reach the potential that you were meant to be. So consider that the spring will bring for you not just a new love or a new relationship or a new partner, but it will also bring you a new opportunity in regards to your career, in regards to building something up. And this person is going to be stalwart in regards to that. They're going to be a partner that just doesn't just come into your life, but really helps to transform it. So this is good news. I've only pulled 3 cards here. There's a lot more going on that you should be aware of. So I highly recommend you get a full-on life reading from a member of AIR. But know that for at least these 3 cards, they speak to some struggles that you still have to overcome, things that you have to let go, things that you need to be mindful of, and then open yourself up for something that's coming towards you in the next few months. It's really going to transform both your emotional life as well as your career and your success. So that's what I see here. I'm going to turn this over. We're going to have Co-Meadows do your next reading, and then Kat is going to give you some basic root work to improve.
Thank you.
Okay. So what I got right now, I also pulled 12 cards. I'm just going to run over them very quickly. One thing that really sticks out to me in your set is I'm seeing a lot of opportunities, but maybe like you say you know what you want. You say what you really have an idea of what you would like to get, but the proper actions are not being taken in order to achieve them. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, one thing, especially in regards to your career and money, is that there may be some distraction there. I get a card that is called distraction, and it shows 5 nails. 4 of those nails are bent, they're twisted, they're broken. Then there's 1 nail that is completely perfect, but you're putting your energy into 4 other situations versus focusing, hey, oh, look, this is exactly what I need to be doing. So it shows a little bit of distraction there. It also shows that there is, you're probably, whomever you're going to decide to work with or get a life reading with, more than likely needs to be a female. And maybe, I'm seeing the support you're going to need is going to be from a female. Moving forward with your money and career matters, I have a card called Action Speak. Again, actions speak louder than words. But the result in your money and career matters is abundant, very, very fruitful. In regards to your love life and situations, this person that you're dealing with right now is a no-no, okay? Just to make it clear, I'm not going to beat around the bush and play monkey in the middle. I'm just going to be very honest. You can keep, as Conjurman Ali said, you can continue to feed into this person, but they're holding you back from the larger blessing that is there for you. When I look into this card, I get the card that's called the doll baby or weeping love, which is a doll baby with 3 needles in the heart. I also get another card in my set called Darkest Hours. It's 9 needles stabbed into a moon. So it shows a lot of anxiety, a lot of torment, and all of this extra stuff that you're pretty much bringing into your future. But you're deciding to do this, so you're going to have to make the choice to let that go. But the result card is that love will be lost eventually, but I do think it's on your call. You make that call. In regards to your health, it's the exact same thing in regards to taking notice of your body, showing gratitude for your physical being, trying to be a little bit more physical, walk a little bit more, think about the things that you're eating. If you do focus on those things, that, and also too, when I look at the first card in your health house, is what I would call it, it's called Résumé, which is a French Creole term that speaks of your ancestors. So maybe even an ancestral or a hereditary illness or ailment, maybe nothing very serious. I mean, I know diabetes could be serious and different like cholesterol and things like that, but it's something that you can take control of now. If you do, you will have the perfect health situation if you go ahead and take charge with that. But that's what I have.
Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, that's real interesting because that accords with what Ali mentioned about the Four of Cups, which has to do with liquids. And you mentioned two very interesting things just off the top of your little psychic head, Co., which was diabetes and cholesterol. Those have to do with the blood and the liquid balance in the body. Urine and stuff has to do in the kidney. So, and I was getting the same little hit. If you have a health problem, it's from your ancestors, and it can be managed with today's medicine. So do not consider that you have to go down with something that also may be running in your family that you may have a weakness or predisposition toward, okay? All right.
Okay.
Let me give you some root work that I think that would be of help to you. First of all, things look, as far as the career goes, we get the idea that somebody will be entering your life who may be of help to you. I would like you to do a little bit of drawing that person in. You don't know who it is. I don't know who it is yet. It's a vague sort of a mission to find a needle in a haystack, as it were. But the fact that it was the Lover's card says this is somebody that God wants you to be with. This doesn't necessarily mean you're going to actually literally be, you know, in bed together lovers, but it says you will find a partner to help you with your career. Somebody's going to help you, but they will be much like you or suited to you, and God will have placed them in your path. So I would set up a little prayer for that, write it down on paper. I want to find the person who will help me in my career, my friend, my partner, my equal in career. Let me find that person. And you might want to put, you know, just write that down. And I also would like to put with it, oh, you know, one of the good psalms. I always use Psalm number 23. I just put that down there. This is a card that speaks to, and an idea that speaks to, that person will show up. They will be a perfect partner for you, and your career will advance. They may be a mentor. They may be a student. They may be a co-equal. But somebody is coming into life that is going to advance your career, whatever that may be and whoever that is. Now, the health thing, Conjurman Ali said likely a male and a tad older could be. And Nagashiva said another co-equal. Yeah. So this is the co-show. So then we're going to talk about your health. And I am a little concerned here. This shows there's a little bit of fussy edges here that need to be attended to. So do put together a plan for dealing with a health checkup, okay? Light a white candle. You may dress it with healing oil, blessing oil, and clarity oil mixed together. Reason you want clarity oil is you want a clear diagnosis. Blessing is you want to get all your blessings out of the situation. Healing is in case something's wrong, they're going to fix it. If by any chance you are a Catholic or are sympathetic to Catholic people or Latin American people, you may wish to also add the oil of Dr. Jose Gregorio Hernandez. And so we're going to talk about four oils now: Clarity, Healing, Blessing, and Dr. Jose Gregorio Hernandez. You can order those as a blend. Dr. Jose Gregorio Hernandez was a real man. He lived in Venezuela in the late 1800s, early 1900s. He was an actual medical doctor. He died while delivering medicines to a poor person out of his own pay. He bought the medicines for them, and he was hit by a car. It happened to be the only car in Caracas, Venezuela, the first car ever there. And he is appealed to for a good diagnosis. He was a diagnostician, and he was and has been a remarkable figure of spiritual help to many. I am not a Catholic. I have no brief for the Catholic Church. And I can tell you that I have appealed to this Dr. Jose Gregorio Hernandez and had miracles, literal miracles happen. This guy gets the doctors to tell you exactly what you need to know, get you all the tests you need, get you all the diagnosis, get you on a treatment plan if you need one, completely clean up the situation, and you're good to go. So if you have any health concerns, please go to the Oil Blends page, which is luckymojo.com/oilblends.html, and you will be able to make an order, an oil blend, a custom oil blend. Papa Newt added, he's an amazing spirit. Enjoy working with him to guide the doctors and to be with the patient. He is truly an ancestor that I elevate and hold up every week. I mention him once to somebody. Can't tell you, I'm not a Catholic. He was, but I'm not. But he's a very, very important person in any health issues. All right? So that's what I have to say about that aspect of it. Now, Conjurman Ali also added, Archangel Raphael is used for healing. So I'm going to bring Ali in. Bring in what you have to say about that, hon.
Yeah, thanks, Kat. I think you've given a fantastic suggestion. If you're drawn to the archangels, Archangel Raphael is a powerful healer, and you might consider lighting a candle for him or getting the oil, Archangel Raphael oil, to use as an anointing oil. He's considered God's healer. The reason I say that is because you've had, when I was looking at your cards, you have multiple angels in those cards, as well as even in the Four of Cups, you have a divine hand reaching out of a cloud, offering healing. So consider that as another spirit that you can work with. And he works wonderfully with Dr. Jose Gregorio Hernandez. The two of them are very sympathetic.
That is really great. And the idea of an Archangel Raphael candle dressed with all of those oils that we mentioned would be great. Now, I'm going to jump back to one more thing, which is relationships. I know it's hard, I suggest a cut and clear on the past relationship.
Yes.
Literally, do a black walnut bath. You can read about it on the page about black walnuts. And if you want to go for a full-on cut and clear spell, there is one on my webpage, free, listed there, at luckymojo.com/cutandclear.html. We also sell a version of that spell as a kit. You do not need the kit. You can strip it down and make a very simple one for yourself. You will want the black walnuts to bathe in. Please, it's scary to move on beyond a relationship that's lingering, but this is called for. You will not become a queen in your castle as long as you're out there with that little miser king and just hanging on by threads, okay? If that thing doesn't come back to life, it should be gone. Now, a cut and clear does not mean that you will never have that person back. It just means I got to clear the decks, and if that person comes back as the right person, they will come back as the right person. It can happen, but it may be that they don't come back, and then that will be where you go. I mean, you're going to go on to move on to something else. It's a difficult time because we have a little bit of this health issue. It's definitely kind of trembling off on this side. The relationship is broken and maybe not fixable and needs to go away. And then the career is this wide open future. So please call in again and give it a few months. Call in within 6 months or so, and we will give you another reading, because what I'm seeing here is you're on a path. The path moves forward, but you're going to need to do some work. You might want to consider working with a root doctor while you do this work. All right, next up, we will have our network schedule announcement from the technical department of the Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Network.
The LMC Radio Network is a media alliance whose excellent shows include The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Roof Power with Catherine Ironwood and Conjurman Ali, Sundays 3 to 4:30, Candela's Corner with Candelo Cambisa and Michael Carell, Mondays 5 to 7, The Crystal Silence League Hour with John St. Germain, Tuesdays 5 to 6, In the Streets with Beverly Smith, Tuesdays 6 to 7, Fit and Foxy with Madame Nadia and Jaya Danya, Wednesdays 6 to 7, The Now You Know Show with Professor Charles Porterfield, Thursdays 6 to 7:30, The Witch, the Priestess, and the Cauldron with Elvira Love and Phoenix LeFay, Fridays 6 to 7, and Liquid Libations with Andrea Weston, Saturdays 5 to 7. All time specific, add 3 hours for Eastern, sponsored by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California, and online at luckymojo.com.
Thank you. Troll Towelhead, Chief Engineer at the LMC Radio Network, for those announcements. And now it's time for our free spell segment with Co Meadows of CoMeadows.com in Auburn, Alabama. Take it away, Co Meadows.
Okay, so this work I call, it is a removal work, I call it to banish a person like a thief in the night. Okay, so here are the tools that you'll need. You'll need a black candle. You will need some banishing herbs, red pepper, black pepper, bark from a sweet gum tree. Okay? You are going to need to get an ear of corn. Okay? You're also going to want to maybe take, I'll get back to that in a little bit. Anyways, you need a pencil. You'll need personal concerns of this person, preferably their hair. And you want to do this during the sunset and a waxing moon. Okay?
A waxing moon or a waning moon? You said when, I thought you said a waning moon before.
No, waxing.
You mean a growing,
you mean
a, you, what, fading moon, that's a waning. The moon is going down, right, okay.
Oh, excuse me, I'm so sorry, a waning moon, I'm sorry. So you're fading away,
right.
Not
okay.
Growing to a full moon.
Yeah,
excuse
right,
me.
Okay. Okay.
All right, so, so for what we're going to do next is we're going to dress that black candle with some type of removal oil that I'm sure you can get the Lucky Mojo website, as well as those herbs that I mentioned, red pepper, black pepper, and bark from the sweet gum tree. You want to dress that candle, that black candle, with that. You want to write a petition on the outside of the corns, on the corn husk, of removing this person like a thief in the night. You want to move them quickly, okay? You write your petition on the outside of the corn. You're going to place the personal concerns inside the corn by peeling back the husk just a little bit and loading it with the hair, with a little bit of that pepper, and the bark from the sweet gum, okay? So after you load it or whatever else, you just lift the ear, the husk back up. Now what you're going to do, at sunset, you are going to go out into the woods and you are going to place this along with some offerings up for the spirits of the night. So you got to think about night animals, things that they like to eat, spirits of the night. So we're going to place some corn out there. We may cut open some melons like pumpkin, or we may want to do french fries, something that's going to get those spirits of the night out there, okay? You're going to place this at the bottom of a sweet gum tree, and you're going to light that black candle, and you're going to let it burn down. Okay? Now, to me, when I think about thieves in the night, I think about raccoons because they love to get in garbage and steal. they're pretty quick. So I'm just thinking, just think of different foods that, those, that these little thieves, these little bandits, will snatch and take. So what you're going to say is this, and this goes along with the poster that I made. You are removed, whatever their name is, from my life like the sun in the night. Taken away like a thief in the night. Fading away like this moon in this night. Okay? And that way, it is done. You let the candle burn down, you walk away, and you don't think twice about it. Now, if you're concerned about the candle burning and setting the forest on fire, what you can do is scoop out that melon and stick the candle inside of it.
That's true. I tell you another one I would use. A lot of people just use an aluminum pie plate.
Mm-hmm.
Aluminum. Now, I'm going to ask you a couple questions because this is a fantastic spell. Number one, when we say candle, people always ask, well, what kind of candle? What kind of candle, Mr. Co? Right? Is it going to be a 4-inch candle, 6-inch candle, 9-inch candle, or a giant glass encased vigil light?
Okay. See, again, the way that we work here in the South, mm-hmm. if you can find a birthday candle, you just get a candle and work that thing.
Thank you.
You know, so
you know,
if I have to be specific, if I have to be specific, get one that's already cased in glass. That way you don't have to worry about it burning down the forest.
That's true. But those will burn for 5 days or more. That is one way to work.
If you start on a fading moon, it takes about 9 to 13
yeah,
days.
That's right. A glass candle would work that way. For me, I was taught, get the smallest candle you can, a black tea light, right?
Mm-hmm.
A black tea light, small and cheap. And I'll tell you what I was taught to do, and I do it. Those tea lights come in a little aluminum cup, and you can take a ballpoint pen and you write your the name of the person backwards in the aluminum, and then you dress that thing and then pop it back in the cup. And it'll burn very nice and neat in that cup. But like you said, put the cup in the middle of your melon. And I'm just going to add, for the raccoons, the little thieves in the night, best food for raccoons is cat food. Those babies love cat food.
I will tell you, the idea is when the raccoons or whatever spirits of the night come to eat that corn, it takes them away. That candle lights. You know, at first when I was going through my book of things of how we've done different works before, a part of me was like, you know, let's use 4 candles. But then you can be spread in any direction. You want this person to go in one direction and one direction only. So only one candle to light them
mm-hmm.
away from you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
now,
once
now
that
somebody's
is done,
gonna ask. Somebody's going to ask the next question. What position... Mr. Coe, what position does the corn have with respect to the candle? Is it upright?
Well, remember,
is it pointing away down the path? They always ask these questions, you know.
Look, for all my new workers that are listening right now today, all of these small details get in the way. Sit the corn down at the bottom of a sweet gum tree. Sit the corn down with the candle, burn it, and be done.
Thank you.
No more questions. That's what you're going to do.
Thank you. No more questions from the peanut gallery. I'm going to tell you, Co, the longer I work with new people, and they're young, they're new, they're whatever, they come from a different country, they take these questions seriously, and it is a mark of their interest and their desire to get it right. So I always take the part of the person asking those questions, but your answer
absolutely.
Is the same as mine. Those details just get in the way. Your prayer is more important than which way that corn points.
Absolutely.
Right. Thank you so much. That is a classic, beautiful spell. Love the way it works. Love it. All right. Well, we're going to bring on Papa Newt, and he's going to give us our outro. Then we're all going to come back and say goodbye, each in our own separate way. So take it away, Papa Newt.
Thank you, Ms. Kat and Countryman Ali, and thank you, Co-Meadows of Co-Meadows.com in Auburn, Alabama, for being our guest this week. We invite you to join us next week when we'll have another special guest from the Association of Independent Readers and Root Workers, so do stay tuned. Once again, we've come to an end of another Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour brought to you by the Lucky Mojo Curio Company in Forestville, California. You can find Ms. Kat via the Lucky Mojo Forum at forum.luckymojo.com. And to Countryman Ali at thecountryman.com in Mission Viejo, California. I'm your announcer, Pop News, joining you from popnews.com in Omaha, Nebraska. The Lucky Mojo Hoodoo Root Work Hour can be heard every week live on Law Talk Radio at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern Time. And the shows are available in archive via luckymojo.com/radioshow.html. For all of us at Lucky Mojo, I'd like to say thank you for being here and invite you to tune in once again next week at the same time when you'll hear the familiar strains of the Memphis Jug Band. Playing the Jug Band Vault. Thanks, everybody, and goodbye.
Thank you so much, Papa Newt, for announcing. Thank you so much, Co Meadows, for being a guest. Co is going to be here in California at the Hoodoo Heritage Festival, and that will be May 13th and 14th. Tickets are on sale. And Co is also going to be doing readings. If you want a reading done with Co's special deck of Meadows, be sure to go to the festival page, HoodooHeritageFestival.com, and schedule a reading with Co. And I've scheduled a reading with Co. Hey, if Miss Kat schedules a reading with Co, you know that you ought to. I love his work. All right. I'm just going to butter you up one side and down the other. All right. Now, folks, remember, the four books that are coming out for the festival, if you cannot be at the festival, you can order them now. And they are on sale, and they will ship on May 15th. All right. That's it for us. Good night, everybody.
Good night, all.
Good night.
Bye.